Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is back in custody of Mexican authorities for a third time after escaping from prison through a secret underground tunnel several months ago. Late Friday night, Guzman was escorted onto a military helicopter bound for an undisclosed location. Before dawn, Mexican Marines recaptured him in his home state of Sinaloa following a deadly shootout with his confidants. Miguel Osorio is Mexico's Secretary of Government.
Este es un logro de nuestro país y de nuestras
instituciones. He said, "This is an achievement of our country and of our institutions. It is an achievement of everyone. It was, without a doubt, an answer of the state." Guzman has twice escaped Mexican prisons since his initial capture 14 years ago. But it's unclear if Mexico's spotty record in detaining Guzman might influence his extradition to the U.S., where he faces a host of drug and corruption charges. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch called Guzman's capture a victory for the citizens of both Mexico and the United States, but she did not mention Guzman's possible extradition to the U.S. Gunmen have killed two Egyptian police officers west of Cairo as they were driving to work. Egypt's Interior Ministry says officers have been deployed to investigate the shooting, which took place Saturday in the Gaza district. The gunmen are reported to have fled, and no one has claimed responsibility for the shooting. The attack follows an incident at an Egyptian hotel in the resort of Hurghada Friday, in which knife-wielding militants wounded two Austrians and a Swedish citizen. This is VOA News. Hundreds of French mosques are opening their doors to the public Saturday and Sunday in an effort to educate non-Muslims about their culture, at a time when Islamic extremist attacks have fostered negative impressions of the faith. While not all of France's 2,500 mosques are participating in the event, the most prominent ones are, including the Grand Mosque of Paris. The effort is backed by the country's leading Muslim body, the French Council of the Muslim Faith. The president of the group told reporters that the mosques are inviting people to meet normal Muslims and partake in refreshments, guided tours, workshops, and discussions, or even one of the five daily prayer sessions. A police officer in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia is expected to survive after being ambushed in a hail of gunfire by a man claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group. A surveillance camera captured the attack Thursday night. Shot multiple times, the wounded police officer was able to make it out of his patrol car, firing a shot that struck the suspect. It is not clear if the suspect was connected in any way to IS. The Israeli military says soldiers shot and killed two Palestinians who tried to stab them at a checkpoint in the West Bank on Saturday. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months that include stabbings, gunfire, and car rammings by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Thursday's attack occurred in the Gush Etzion settlement in the latest wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence, now in its fourth month. The ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. U.S. payroll surged in December as employers added a better-than-expected 292,000 jobs. The job numbers come just as the economic slowdown in China is causing turbulence in financial markets. Millar Sega has more.
The U.S. economy shrugged off a troubled international backdrop to post the best job gains of the year in the final months of 2015. And for troubled financial markets, beating expectations may be the best way to kick off 2016, says Bankrate.com senior analyst Mark Hamrick on Skype.
Well, with all the storm clouds hovering over the global economy, it was a big positive surprise to see the number of jobs added in the month of December, and we also had positive upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
Winners include the business and service sectors and construction, which added 45,000 jobs. Despite a better-than-expected report, about 2 million Americans had been unemployed for 6 months or longer. Another 6 million have only been able to find part-time work. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.